Houston motorcycle accident wrongful death lawyers. Losing a beloved family member is never easy, but it is especially shocking when their death is the result of a motorcycle accident. In these circumstances, the trauma of the unexpected loss is supplemented by the financial pressure for those left behind. The fact that your loved one's death was the result of another motorist's negligence adds to the distress and pain of the experience, and can make the grieving process much more difficult. But, you don't need to suffer in silence. We can help you to begin your claim for wrongful death, and we'll be there to support you every step of the way. How do I go about seeking compensation after a fatal motorcycle crash in Houston, Texas? The rules of the road are exactly the same for motorcyclists as they are for drivers of other vehicles. But there are also a range of harmful stereotypes concerning motorcyclists, where they are portrayed as somehow careless, or more likely, to be responsible for a fatal accident. In fact, the majority of accidents involving motorcycles are caused by the other vehicle. Our experienced team will compile an estimate of all the costs your family will face in the aftermath of losing your loved one. That includes all hospital bills and funeral expenses. We will then issue the claim to the responsible party's insurer, and we'll fight tooth and nail to obtain the full compensation. Who can make a wrongful death claim for a motorcycle accident death in Texas? When a motorcyclist is killed because of the recklessness of another driver, the victim's immediate family is permitted to file a claim for wrongful death under the Texas state law. Typically, the term immediate family refers to the husband or wife of the deceased, as well as the children or parents. It is their right to seek damages and financial reparations for what has been lost. Fatal accidents are not only very traumatic for the family of the victim, they are also hotly contested by the insurance companies involved. Because there is a lot of money at stake, the insurer representing the responsible party will usually try to contest the family's damages claim. The statute of limitations for motorcycle accidents resulting in death is 2 years under the Texas law. That's why it is best to consult with a legal representative to maximize your chance of achieving the level of damages that you deserve. We know it is not an easy thing to do, but it's advisable to seek the advice of an attorney as soon as possible. How much compensation is available in a wrongful death claim? Because the circumstances of every incident are different, it can be tricky to determine the value of compensation. Generally speaking, there are two types of damages. These are referred to as economic and non-economic. As you might expect, economic damages are those designed to cover the victim's lost earnings, as well as expenses incurred as a direct result of their death. It might seem callous to try and put a financial value on the lost life of a loved one, but it is necessary to establish a ballpark figure for economic losses. On the other hand, non-economic factors are the less tangible, but no less impactful subjective elements such as the mental anguish and suffering experienced by the family in the aftermath of their bereavement. If a member of your family has lost their life in a motorcycle crash, and you are intending to pursue a claim for wrongful death, give the Stevens Law Firm a call for an initial consultation, free of charge.